Morning Watch, Philippians Week 5, Pursuing Christ as Our Goal. Friday, Related Verses. Galatians 5:24. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be imitators of me as I also am of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:9. Not because we do not have the right, but in order that we might give ourselves to you as a pattern, that you might imitate us. Matthew 20:21-22, 26-28. And he said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine will sit, one on your right and one on your left, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup which I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." "It shall not be so among you, but whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Philippians 3:17-19, in portions from the footnotes. 17. Be imitators of me, brothers, and observe those who thus walk, even as you have us as a pattern. 18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. 19. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their stomach, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. Verse 18, note 1 for many. Probably those who practiced the Epicurean philosophy, which promoted indulgence in the pleasure of eating and drinking, and encouraged self-gratification and other things, all of which are contrary to the cross of Christ. Verse 2 shows that the Judaizers were a damage to the Philippian believers, and this verse, that the Epicureans were another kind of damage to them. The former was of Jewish origin, the latter of a heathen source. Basically, the exhortation in this chapter was prompted by these two groups of people. In speaking of the Judaizers, it edified the Philippians concerning the matter of dealing with the soul, especially with the mind, and in alluding to the Epicureans, it instructed the believers concerning the matter of dealing with the body. To deal with the soul, we must count as refuse all religious, philosophical, and cultural things. In dealing with the body, we should take care of our physical need, but should not indulge in excessive physical enjoyment. Note 2 for cross. The cross of Christ terminated the indulgence of the lusts of the physical body. Verse 19, note 1 for whose? The Epicureans, who worshipped their belly and served their stomach. In promoting the enjoyment of eating and drinking, they were more concerned with physical indulgence and enjoyment than with ethics or morality. Their stomach was their god. Note 2 for earthly. Physical things, material things, matters of eating and drinking. We need things such as food and clothing. However, we should not indulge ourselves in these things. Portions from the Life Study Messages. After his fellowship with the believers in chapters 1 and 2, Paul gave them instructions in chapter 3 concerning how to deal with the soul and the body. To deal with the soul, they had to count as refuse all religious, philosophical, and cultural things, and not treasure them. Nothing religious should be regarded as a treasure. Nothing philosophical can compare with Christ, and no cultural element should be allowed to be a substitute for him. We must condemn all religious, philosophical, and cultural things and count them as refuse in order to gain Christ in our soul and to be filled with him in our soul, especially in our mind. This is the way to deal with our soul. Turning to the matter of physical enjoyment, Paul says in verse 17, "Be imitators together of me, brothers, and observe those who thus walk, even as you have us as a pattern." The pattern here does not refer to what Paul has covered in the foregoing verses. Instead, it is the example set by those who deal with the physical body in a proper way. How do we know that verse 17 refers not to the things of the soul, but to the things of the body? We know it by the fact that verse 18 begins with the word "for," indicating that this verse is an explanation of verse 17. Concerning our body, we need to eat properly and be nourished in order to have a long life for the Lord's expression. But we should avoid indulgence or excessive enjoyment of physical things. We should not practice Epicureanism. We need clothing, a house, and transportation, but we should not indulge in these things. On the one hand, we must reject the Judaizers. On the other hand, we must also avoid the Epicureans. In these matters, we should follow Paul and imitate both him and those who followed him.